Welcome back to Let's Talk Packaging, the only show that gets this excited about boxes, bags, and bottles. I'm your host, Alec, and today we have a very special guest in the studio. He's a man who has seen it all, from perfect packaging partnerships to supplier horror stories. He's Eric, a senior packaging procurement manager for one of the biggest names in the food industry. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alec. Happy to be here.
We're thrilled to have you. Today, we're diving into a topic that keeps people like you up at night. The red flags, the warning signs that your supplier might be about to cause you a massive headache. So, let's jump right in. The first sign on our list is a supplier who's, well, stagnant. They're stuck in the past. What does that look like from your side of the desk, Eric?
It's a huge issue. It often starts subtly. They're not bringing you any new ideas or innovations. You're the one constantly pushing for new materials, new formats, or cost-saving measures.
Right. So you're doing their job for them, essentially.
Exactly. A good partner should be coming to you and saying, hey, we've seen this new technology, or here's a way we can lightweight your current design without sacrificing performance. If that's not happening, they're just a vendor, not a partner.
And I guess that means they're probably falling behind the competition, which puts you at risk.
It absolutely does. The market moves fast. If your supplier is still using equipment from the Stone Age, you can't be agile. You can't respond to consumer trends.
It's like they're trying to send a fax in a world of instant messaging. You just sit there waiting for the screeching noise to end while everyone else has already moved on.
That's the perfect analogy. You're left behind.
All right, next up is a big one. A word we hear everywhere, sustainability. How does this play into choosing a supplier? I feel like everyone claims to be green these days.
They do, and that's the challenge. It's about separating the talk from the action. A warning sign is a supplier who can't provide clear data or certification for their sustainability claim.
So, greenwashing, basically.
Precisely. You ask them about the recycled content in their corrugated boxes, and they get vague. You ask for their chain of custody certification for paperboard, and they can't produce it.
Interesting.
A proactive supplier is already tracking these metrics. They can tell you the carbon footprint of your packaging. They're actively working on solutions for recyclability or compostability that fit with evolving regulations. They should be your expert guide in this area.
So if they just slap a green leaf on their brochure and call it a day, that's a major red flag.
A very big one. It shows they're not serious about it, and that can lead to major compliance and brand reputation issues for you down the line.
That brings us nicely to our third point, quality assurance, or the lack thereof. This feels obvious, but I bet the signs can be sneaky.
They can be. It's rarely a single catastrophic failure. More often, it's a slow erosion of quality. A shipment arrives where the color is slightly off. The next month, some of the cartons don't seal properly. Okay, these might seem like small things, but they are indicators of a bigger problem in their quality control process. A great supplier has robust systems in place. They should have certifications like BRC or SQF and be able to provide you with consistent documentation.
And they should be transparent about it, right? Not hiding their mistakes.
Transparency is key. If a supplier has a quality issue, they should be the first to tell you, along with their plan to correct it. If you're the one constantly finding the problems, their internal processes are failing.
It's the difference between a partner who says, we have a problem, and one who waits for you to call them yelling, you have a problem.
Exactly. The first one builds trust. The second one destroys it.
Okay. Our fourth warning sign is one I find fascinating because it's not about the product itself, it's about who owns the supplier. Why does that matter?
It matters a great deal, especially with the rise of private equity firms buying up packaging companies.
Right.
When ownership changes, the company's priorities can shift overnight. The focus might move from long-term customer relationships to short-term profit maximization.
And that means price hikes and service cuts?
Often, yes. You might see your experienced customer service rep replaced with a junior person, or they might start pushing for price increases that don't align with market conditions. High employee turnover is another big red flag that signals internal instability.
So you need to do a little detective work on your supplier's corporate structure.
You do. It's about stability. You want a partner who's invested for the long haul, not one that's being prepared for a quick sale in 3 to 5 years. That instability can directly impact your supply chain.
This is all great intel. And it leads us to our final point, which is probably the most relatable one, just plain bad customer service.
It's the one that can make your daily job miserable, and it's a clear sign that you are not valued as a customer.
What are the classic signs here? The ghosting after you sign the contract?
That's a big one. Slow response times are a killer. If it takes 3 days to get an answer to a simple question, what happens when you have a real crisis?
Yeah, you're right.
Another one is blame shifting. The delivery is late and it's always the freight company's fault. There's a quality issue and they blame the raw materials supplier. A good partner takes ownership. They solve the problem. They don't just pass the buck.
It's about accountability.
Yes. Your supplier's customer service team should feel like an extension of your own team. They should be proactive, communicative, and focused on solutions. If you dread calling them, it's time to look for a new supplier.
So to recap for our listeners, the 5 big warning signs are a stagnant supplier who brings no new ideas, a company that just pays lip service to sustainability, inconsistent quality assurance, unstable ownership, and of course, terrible customer service. Eric, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today on Let's Talk Packaging. Thanks for having me, Alec. To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Remember to keep a close eye on your suppliers and join us next time for another deep dive into the world of packaging.